This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this, of course, is Tech Talk here on BFM. We're going to be talking a little bit about cloud computing and VMware and a few little bits and pieces. I'm on the phone lines with AVM Cloud Sdn Bhd, one of the leading cloud providers here in Malaysia, and VMware, a leading international innovator in enterprise software. I've got David and Daywan with me right now. Guys, can you introduce yourselves first? Let's start with David.
Hi. Hi, everybody. My name is David Chan. I'm the CEO of AVM Cloud.
Okay. And then, David?
Hey, Richard. Nice to join you on the session as well. My name is David. I've got a very long surname, so, you know, it's Perin Banayagam, but everybody just calls me David. So in the industry, I'm pretty well known with that, or David P, if you like. I run VMware Malaysia. I've been the country manager here for the last 3 years. And yeah, it's been an interesting ride.
Okay, I know what cloud computing is, and you know, but for those people who might be tuning in today, they might be familiar with that term, cloud computing, but not necessarily familiar with what it actually is or how it might affect them personally. Could you just give us a brief overview for those people that aren't so familiar?
Yeah, so let me take that, Richard. I mean, so cloud computing, it's not something new, right? It's been around in various forms and factors for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess the easiest way to say it is to, you know, is for you as an individual, whether it's a consumer or a business, for us to access either data or applications from the internet, right? And it could be as simple as Office 365 or Dropbox or even something like, you know, Disney Hotstar or Netflix as well, right?
Mm. And that's as simple as it is, right?
Yes, that's as simple as it is.
All right. Now, how long has cloud computing been around? Where did it start? And how important is it to us as, I guess, consumers? But more importantly, you know, what effect does it have on businesses?
Well, this is David here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm first on a professor. I'm not actually a professor or anything like that. So I'm not going to go into the history of cloud computing, right? But what I can say that I've been in the IT industry for 25 years plus. And I would like to just make it a point that, you know, we find that cloud computing has actually evolved since the 1990s until now and has become quite a business enabler for most of our customers. And just want to bring forward the point that one of the very first, cloud delivery companies is Salesforce. And they've been around since the 1990s, right? Using the internet to deliver software programs to the end users.
Yeah.
And AWS came in 2006. And I know Apple introduced iCloud in 2011. So you can actually have a gauge on how long cloud has been with us since the late 1990s.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people out there that don't really know how reliant most of us are on cloud computing, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a matter of trust. I mean, like what David has mentioned earlier on, right? Most of Malaysian customers or users, right? They don't even know they're using cloud at this moment.
Yeah.
Right? Netflix, you know, yeah. iCloud. So, you know, you've been using cloud technology every day, and then we're not even aware of the fact that this technology has been on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a matter of, I mean, to the consumer, I guess, what they want out of it or what they gain out of it is a matter of speed to delivery and the convenience of using the services, right? And for our customers, over the years, when we talk to them, you know, they start to see the cloud as actually a business enabler.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, nowadays, with the market going through so many interference, you know, especially the COVID, they're always looking for something to give them the edge over their business.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to realize and understand that cloud is one of the technologies they can take advantage of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even things like when people come to listen back to this interview later on, whether they're doing it via podcast or something, that data is stored in the cloud. It will be on AWS. It will be somewhere else. And they'll be listening and streaming it directly from there, correct?
You are right. You are right. Another thing I want to add is that I also realized that you know, especially when it comes to the IT departments that's been supporting our Malaysian businesses for so many years.
Yeah.
They're no longer part of a support department. They don't see themselves as a second level, right, department. right? With the cloud, actually, they find themselves able to contribute directly to their companies and to their business, which is a point for them, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about, David, whilst you're still talking, can you talk us, you know, through the history of AVM Cloud? How was it founded? And how has the company kind of, I don't know, evolved throughout the years?
All right, so I only have like 10 minutes for this, or do I have the whole day to talk about this?
I can give you about 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes. Okay, let me try and summarize this. Let me see. I need to pull us a little bit back to the fact that before AVM, there's actually a group of friends and also partners. And we have this group of people who has been in the IT industry for 10 to 15 years. And what happened is that they are passionate about technology and also have this great sense of entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So what happened is that we actually started a company called IGS, Integrated Global Solutions, back in 2003, right? Doing SI business. And one of the piece of new technology that we came on, that we brought on board during that time was VMware virtualization. All right. Yeah. And during that time, you know, we wanted to position a new technology that we felt that will disrupt the current IT situation and also bring value to our customers. And well, we chose VMware and have been VMware until today. During that first 10 years, 7 to 10 years, we actually developed and also learned quite a lot of new technologies. And one of the technologies is cloud. And I can proudly say that since Devon is here, that VMware is actually the technology company that introduced cloud to us back in 2008. And when we heard about it, we felt that this is actually a good piece of technology that will really bring value to our customers, something different, something that will really help them to really benefit in their business. Because, you know, all this while when we support customers, it's always IT, you know, back support, all that kind of stuff. Nothing that really concrete can help them to bring value to their business. So we started a company called AVM Cloud in 2010. And I can safely say that we are one of the local pioneers for cloud computing services during that time. And throughout the years to come, we actually tried new technologies. All right, we collaborated with some of the foreign partners to deliver more value to our cloud services. All right, fortunately, throughout the years, I mean, we get a couple of good feedback from customers and support from them. 2014, we managed to implement one of the largest virtual storage project in Malaysia. That's thanks to our cloud. All right. And along the way, VMware has been a great technology partner by providing us new technologies to deploy in our cloud and also for helping us to train our people and to build the expertise required to support such a cloud solutions. 2016, we launched our very first virtual network technology, NSS technology in our cloud. And 2017, we became one of the largest cloud service provider when we managed to secure a contract with a customer who has 2,500 virtual machines. That's about like a, imagine them like a virtual servers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And we did the enterprise migration for them. And we continue from then onwards to continue building our services, all right, in terms of providing post support, maintenance. And we were awarded 2018 by VMware as the hybrid cloud provider, and also achieve VMware's enterprise cloud provider status. So I think you can see by now that me and Devon are pretty close to this. Yeah, but hats off to VMware. They have really been a solid technology partner with us all this while.
And I'll let David continue, and I'll kind of add.
This is my story, my friend. Let me just
go. Sorry, go ahead, man.
Right. But the most important thing is that the most important thing is that by 2019 we secured one of the our largest cloud customer, right? I won't mention who actually able to visualize and foresee the advantages that cloud will give to their business. Right. And they until today, they are still one of our largest customers, and we really appreciate their support. And we will continue to work with them and hopefully be able to be with one of their strongest technology partners for years to come. Right. Let's bring back to this year, 2021. Time came along, and they were looking for ways to expand their business. And they stumbled across to Avian Cloud. We had a discussion. We see that there's some synergy there. And as of today, I'm part of AVM Group, Time Group, under Avian Cloud.
All right. I mean, yeah, that time is something I think we'll talk a little bit about a little bit later on, David. But I know Devan was trying to jump in there.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to say, I guess, Richard, for me is, and I tell this to a lot of people as well, right? AVM Cloud and its sister company, IGS, have been selling VMware even before there was a VMware office in Malaysia, right? So VMware has been in Malaysia for 10 years. But yeah. These guys, you know, have been our trusted partner for many, many years. And we are very proud of the journey that they have taken with us, starting off, as David said, very basic virtualization when we were a virtualization company. And they have grown as VMware has grown. And that journey has taken them to where they are today with us, one of our trusted partners in the industry. And it's the way that VMware tries to cultivate business in Malaysia, where we work with partners. It's a long-term, partnership, you know, for lack of a better word, that we try to grow and grow with each other. I think that last, the portion of where time has kind of put in stake into AVM, to me, I'm super excited, right? And I talked to David and the other stakeholders at AVM, and I talked to the people at Time. And for me, it's just giving us all a big opportunity to do a lot more in Malaysia, right? And what the Time brings with the connectivity, with the knowledge that AVM has and the expertise in the private cloud and with the VMware solution, I think it's an unbeatable proposition that we can give to the customers out there. So I'm super excited.
Now, just before we take a break, David, I want to stick with you. Now, on VMware, you left Microsoft, you know, back in June 2018 to become, you know, the country manager over at VMware here. What is it that drew you to VMware and away from Microsoft, do you think?
It's a good question, Richard. I mean, I'll tell you, when I left Microsoft, and I love my tenure in Microsoft, I had a great team, and Microsoft is a very great company that sold a lot of solutions, and I ran the cloud business in Microsoft. I would say that I was two things. One was an opportunity for me to run a country business and VMware as the country manager, and I was super excited for that, both professionally and personally. Yeah. But I also... I was exposed to the opportunity of where VMware was. And I'll tell you, when I was first contacted by VMware, first thing came to my mind is virtualization company. And when I started to read a little bit more and I went through the whole process of the interviews and finally before deciding, I realized that VMware was much, much more than a virtualization company. And to a certain extent, we are the pioneers and the drivers of this whole multi-hybrid cloud, which I know we'll talk a little bit about later as well. And I was talking to David. Tomorrow is our flagship event, VMworld, in the US, and we normally do it in the US twice a year. Obviously, the last 2 years has been virtual. But when I joined, almost a month later, I was sent to the US to attend, and it was the first time I had a chance to listen to my CEO and my CEO present. And, you know, it just kind of reinforced that, hey, VMware is the right company for me. And 3 years down the road, what I like to say about VMware is we've never kind of stuck with our laurels. We've always kind of grown. We've kind of developed more. We've acquired some strategic acquisitions. But it's really all around that single message and allowing our customers to build their digital foundation. And really, that vision of multi-hybrid cloud is where we're going.
Okay. Hold that thought. We have to take a short break. You are tuned in to Tech Talk here on BFM. I'm on the phone line with David Chan. He's the CEO of AVM Cloud. And David P, he's the country manager over at VMware Malaysia. This is Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9. I'm on the phone with David Chan. He's the CEO of AVM Cloud. Say hello, David.
Hello.
And also, Devan P, he's the country manager over at VMware Malaysia. Say hello, Devan.
Hi, everyone.
Now, we've got through a bunch of questions already, but we've got more, obviously, because that's what we do. We like to have a bit of a chat. Let's talk about, you know, AVM. It's a VMware principal partner. It's VMware principal partner here in Malaysia and amongst the very first VMware verified cloud partners in the country. Davin, could you talk us through your partner strategy for Malaysia? How is it different to anywhere else?
I think in Malaysia, we try to be more localized. And what I mean by that is when we work with partners, it's not about, you know, getting too many partners that we spread the market. And I always believe success for VMware means success for our partners. So it's working with the right partners in the right environments and together growing with those partners. And ABM has been a perfect example in how we have kind of grown together, right? And the stuff that David and the other directors and the team has done, a lot of it is their own intellectual property, which I'm really proud of what they offer, right? Some things that they have taken our base and built upon that and really have provided some really cool solutions to the customers.
Mm-hmm. Now, David, I want to skip over to you a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, it's been reported that AVM aspires to be, quote, the trusted cloud provider of choice. What exactly do you mean by that?
All right, I'm going to go a bit serious on this.
Please do.
Okay. Now, to be honest with you, we were dangling between the words trusted or preferred. But I chose the word trusted because I think trust is something you need to earn.
Right.
It's not something that you take for granted. And throughout the years, when we talk to our customers, you know, we also share with them the truth, the benefit and the truth about cloud deployment and how it benefits them. And also the risk that comes along with it. I mean, cloud computing, I mean, regardless of what David or myself been talking about today, can be pretty complex,
yeah,
depending on the customer's environment, yeah, right? And depending on the strategies they choose to take, it can be quite daunting, right? And also quite risky if they were to take the wrong step along the way. So what happened is that we realized that the customer always wanted a partner that they can actually trust on. Someone that not only talk about the fact that they can deliver, but can be with them throughout the entire journey and beyond, right? So I felt that when we talk about being a customer's trusted cloud provider of choice, is a sense that we want to be able to be with the customer in the sense that not only talking about planning, blueprint design, implementation, migration, post support, you know, all the way, but we also want to be part of their plans, right? How they want to take advantage of cloud for their businesses. So right. We felt that we are actually in a strong position to help customers succeed in their digital transformation or even their cloud journey end-to-end. Mm-hmm. And actually, for most of our customers, after we have gone through such an experience with them, throughout the journey we take with them, there are definitely some difficult choices they have to make and some of those heart attack moments that we go through with them, right? I can safely say that they are quite happy, right, after going through the cloud with us, and we are always at talking terms with them, right? My directors and myself, we believe in a flat organization chart in the sense that the directors like ourselves, the co-founders, the salespeople, the technical team, right? We will always want to be part of the customer's journey to the cloud itself. Right? Now, take that aside, of course, to some people, when we talk about trusted, they say, hey, let's talk about security. That is no doubt, undoubtedly one of the most important area
for sure.
Customers will definitely bring up, right? So we have to assure them that we have the security, all right, in place to protect your data. And we also have the data privacy policy in place to protect whatever information that they have. And this is a very strong point that AVM and VMware has been driving for many years since our virtualization until today, right? In a sense that, you know, you bet your business and your data on us, we will reciprocate it back to you. We'll guarantee you that you'll be protected. And then we will also continuously invest in security for years to come. I think that's the most important thing.
We've kind of heard a little bit about this and you've banded it around a little bit and, you know, you forward sold it. Telco giant, Time.com, you know, they've acquired recently a majority stake in AVM Cloud earlier this year. How has that affected your operations, David? And how is it likely to help your business long term? And, you know, also, how will the end user at some point benefit from this, acquisition?
Well, honestly, I can say that as of today, months after the merger, we are definitely better off than before, right? Whether they affected our operations, I would just answer that the first pitch they came to us was that they're going to leave us alone. Right, because they recognize us as master of our own trade, as we recognize them as master of their trade.
Yeah,
and they felt that, you know, by leaving us alone, they actually will give us a chance to grow better, right, and move faster. And that is the reason why they acquired us in the first place, because they want to see us able to evolve, right, and grow without any interference from the other side, right, and do what we do best. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just a nutshell of what I was just referring to, whether they have affected our operations or not. Now, talking about, let's just a quick run through on time. We have a company here who is well known, right, brand nationwide, leaders in connectivity and data center.
Yeah.
They have a good track record. Their presence in the region, Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia. And then on the other hand, we have AVN Cloud, well known in virtualization and local cloud service. And we are also leader. We have a good track record, and we are looking for regional expansion. So, I mean, long-term benefit for this is undoubtedly the fact that two parties here actually able to click together, all right? And one of the few things that we have actually worked out is that we felt that working with time, right, we are better placed in a better position, stronger position to help our customers in their digital transformation, their cloud journeys, even to the basic needs of connectivity, right? We want to position ourselves as a one-stop shop, provide complete service to our customers end-to-end, and our customers can better benefit from this in the sense that now we actually can come to them and say that, you know, other than IT, what else can I do for you, right? If you're comfortable working with us in IT, right, I have this partner of my time who you are well aware of, you know, what can we do to further help you improve your business, expand further? So I think that most of our customers are pretty pleased with our merger. I you heard from Davin, right? I think that there are definitely some plus points, some multiplier benefit that we can gain from the merger itself.
Yeah. Davin, do you want to add anything onto that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think if I put myself in the position of the CI, which I like to do when I talk to them, you know, I see this as a very strategic relationship, right? And where initially they could see the benefits that AVM standalone could provide to them and where time could, right? But now this end-to-end, as David said, whether you want to look at it as a one-stop shop, I like to look at it as a complete solution for the CIO that, you know, makes it easier for him to sleep at night, right? And I think for me, the on the business side, I just, you know, I tell this to David and the guys at Time, right? Where AVM Cloud had X number of salespeople going out there and selling the solution for both our benefits. Suddenly we have got an exponential number of salespeople as well. So, you know, and I joke with David that means his quota has just gone up with me. But I'm looking with him and the team to kind of develop as well. Right? And I think this is the right time. As we pivot out of the COVID situation and as things get better, I think they're going to be super well-placed.
Now, I've got a couple more questions for you before we wrap up. Now, and David, I guess this is for you. Now, both VMware and AVM Cloud have encouraged organizations to embrace a multi-cloud approach so that businesses, you know, would enjoy lower costs of tapping into public clouds while maintaining the different benefits that come with on-premises architecture and private cloud options. And for some companies, they might not even be aware of what a multi-cloud approach is or why they could benefit from it. Could you talk us through what the differences are briefly and how deciding whether to go multi-cloud or not would affect their strategy?
Okay, so maybe first I'll kind of clarify that. And I think this is where some of the confusion is, right? There's this term that goes on that says multi-cloud, and then there's the term that goes on and says hybrid cloud. I think, and as I said earlier, one of the things that attracted me to VMware and where I think we are the leader and continues to be the leader is around the multi-hybrid cloud vision and how help customers to kind of achieve that vision. And what that basically means is an ability for a customer to have a data center / cloud environment that spans across his own data center, which he owns, builds, and maintains, working with someone who has a private data center that provides a service for him, or even a hyperscaler and multiple hyperscalers. Now, basically, then you mean, in the simplest terms, you spread your eggs in multiple baskets, and therefore you get the benefit of having different people with different expertise doing the best for you, right? And
what
I mean by that is, you know, for example, Microsoft Cloud does really good at certain things, and certain things AWS does, and certain things Google does, or even Huawei, and so on and so forth. Right? And this benefit of multi-hybrid cloud basically, you know, lets the customer enjoy the both cost, technology benefits, and ultimately, and I think I know CIOs love this word when I tell you don't get locked down by someone, right? You basically always have an openness to kind of move around and do the best.
Okay, great. I've got one final question for you then. And I guess, you know, this is for both of you. And it's about, you know, the future? Where do you foresee the cloud computing market going in 2022? What can we be, I don't know, expecting to see over the next couple of years? Damon, let's hear from you first.
I think it's only going to get bigger and better, right? I personally believe, and that's the VMware vision, every company will have a multi-hybrid cloud vision. Mm. And basically, the difference will be for each particular company, how much sits on-prem, how much sits on a private cloud, how much sits on a cloud or multiple clouds or many clouds, right? And this journey is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, right? I mean, we are in an environment that is cost prohibitive and we need to get the benefit of the most bang for our buck. All CIOs see that, all consumers see that as well. And this is pervasive, right? The cloud environment is here to stay. I mean, I'll definitely say that. Yeah. I think everybody's going to have their own journey. I'm here to help you and ABM will be in together with ABM and Time can help you work that journey as well. But I think in a nutshell, my summary, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and better.
Mm. David, what have you got to add?
Well, I totally agree with David. At the end of the day, I mean, whether the company or the business owns the cloud infra, does not matter anymore. What we will show off is that every business out there will try and take advantage of cloud to further improve their business, mm-hmm. right? Or in some way or the other, I mean, how do they make ends meet at the end of the day? Because cloud has proven itself already. If we look for the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
As a good alternative to the COVID crisis, right, for the business to continue. And I think this will definitely grow. The cloud opportunity will definitely grow. For the people, I mean, for the normal people like us, I can safely say also you see more and more cloud services available to you. I mean, Netflix already mentioned that they will try and do some streaming for games mm-hmm. over the video content. So we will see more and more things happening. I think it's going to be a pretty interesting thing to look out for.
Wonderful. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you
very much.
I've been on the phone with David Chant, the CEO of AVM Cloud, and Davin P. Harin Panayagam. He's the country manager over at VMware Malaysia. AVM Cloud and Sundaram Berhad are one of the leading cloud providers here in Malaysia, and VMware, a leading international innovator in enterprise software. This has been Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.